Cornerstone First Financial, one of the leading mortgage companies in the country, based in Washington, D.C., and services Virginia, and a mortgage guru. I tell you what, if you ever think about refinancing, reverse mortgage, or you're in need of a mortgage, you know, there's a lot of options out there. People, you can pick up the phone, call this one, call that one. They advertise all over the place trying to get your thing. But you want to go to the guy that really knows what's going on, because he's dialed into everything. And he is the, not only is the expert, but his customer service is like knock your socks off kind, like the old fashioned kind. Plus, he's a volunteer fire chief. Mark Livingstone, great to have you back.
Good morning, John. Those are the nicest things anybody has said about me all day.
Well, they, well,
if my
it's
day can just keep going this way, I appreciate that. Flattery will get you everywhere, my friend.
Well, it's been too long since you've been on, and
it has.
You know, I like to cover these things because it gives me. I can't read everything. I mean, I got a lot to do and all that. So when I have you on, it like I become an expert on this particular topic. So. But before we get into mortgages and kind of the state of the world now and some of the offerings that Cornerstone First Financial has an opportunity to look at, you're a volunteer fire guy. I mean, like a big wheel in there. And like, I understand you were at the firehouse last night, so you pulled the 24-hour deal, right?
No, actually, it's a 15-hour deal. So up where I am, just outside of Washington, D.C., We have the volunteer firefighters that take over the station after the paid career guys go home for the day at 5 o'clock, or 1,700 hours, as we say. Mm-hmm. And then us volunteers go in there, and I am the sergeant, not the chief, but thank you for that. Hopefully my chief isn't listening. I am the sergeant for the Monday night duty crew. So I pull one shift a week from 5 o'clock until 7 a.m., and then one weekend shift a month. And we go in there and we, you know, staff the apparatus. We run the calls. If somebody calls 911 in the middle of the night, I'm in a bunk room with 12 others, and the lights go off and the alarms go off, and we go out there on the road to help whatever distress call we have received. And fortunately, last night after 11 o'clock, I didn't run anything. So I woke up this morning at 7 a.m., John, and I was ready to take on the world and come here and speak to you about mortgages and the betterment of the Commonwealth.
Well, there you go. Now, I do have to ask you one question, because I know you guys are in there from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. Who mm-hmm. cooks?
It's usually one of the probies. So we'll assign one of the probationary members. Everybody pitches in $5 or $6. We go out on the apparatus. We'll pick up the burgers or the dogs or the chicken breasts, whatever it is, and then we, that's part of the housework. So the person that's cooking doesn't have to do the housework. And, yeah, we all pitch in and then sit around and we break bread and talk about the calls and the drills we're going to run and, you know, just get caught up as a family, because that's ultimately what it is. We're all there for the purpose of serving our community and learning a skill set, whether you're an EMT or firefighter, and just getting there and talking about what's going on in our lives.
I tell you what, Mark, that's, you know, it's not easy to give up on a volunteer basis an evening, a week of your life, week in and week out, for the betterment of society. I mean, that's a pretty big commitment. I really respect what you guys do. And people don't realize that, you know, this is going on all in communities all over the United States. You know, guys and gals giving up an entire, you know, an entire evening away from their families where they could be doing something else. Once a week is a pretty big commitment, and I really honor yourself and all of the volunteer firemen and women that do this around the United States and put themselves in harm's way. That's the other thing. It's not that you're just hanging out, because you got to go into fires, and you know, it's very dangerous. So I want
to
thank
you for that.
Well, I appreciate
that. And a lot of people don't realize that actually 85% of the country's firefighters are volunteers. You don't realize that, because a lot of times if you're near a city, those are paid people or a county seat. You know, you're going to have the paid county guys. But 85% of all firefighters in this country are volunteers.
Wow, that's a big number. Okay, let's get to mortgages. Give us an update on the state of mortgages today, rates, what's happening.
Well, just 10 minutes ago, we had released, John, the June retail sales that came in lower than expected by 0.3%, And what that means to our listeners is that rates, which have gone up just in the last few days because of what's happening over in Greece, ultimately the volatility happening overseas is driving the rates down. Well, now that we have, you know, Greece is being digested and the, you know, we've come to, you know, Greece being bailed out, the $90 billion, we're seeing some stability and rates have started to go back up. However, today we have a lot of news coming out, starting with the June retail sales, the consumer pricing index, the manufacturing and consumer sentiment. Everything's coming out today that I think is going to show that the economy is not as stable as everyone thinks, and it's going to push the rates back down to a level where we haven't seen for a couple weeks. So therefore, if somebody's thinking about refinancing or locking in to buy a house, whether they're in Roanoke or Lynchburg or wherever they are, now is the time to lock. We're seeing movement up and down on a daily basis, and our rates right now for the VA and the FHA loans are still in the threes. You can still get a really aggressive interest rate, talking about a 3.75%. The Fannie Mae rates are just above 4%, around 4.125%. And right now is the time to lock in. You know, one of the great things about you, John, is that you cover a very large area, Richmond, Hampton Roads, Roanoke, Lynchburg, all of it. And did you know that just in the area where your listeners are and up here in the D.C. area, there are more veterans than any large area in the entire country, okay? We have just about 23 million veterans in the United States. And, John, you serve a lot of them, okay? And so, therefore, Cornerstone First Financial, we get a lot of turndowns from banks that can't offer programs to these veterans, so we'll go as low as a 580 credit score. So any veterans out there that may have challenged credit that can hear me right now, call us, because if you go to your local bank, there's a good chance that they will not do below a 640 credit score, whereas we have programs that can go down to a 580 credit score. I have one of the things that I like to do is find investors, find lenders who offer these programs so that then when these veterans call, I can say, hey, Mr. Veteran, I understand that you were turned down by the bank down the street, but we here at Cornerstone First can help you. Thank you for your service. Here's what we can do for you to get you into a home for the first time. Here's what we can do to give you cash out to pay off your debts. Whatever it is, that's what we're doing here at Cornerstone First.
Well, I tell you what, I want to tell everybody, there is a big difference between in the 600s and a 580 credit score, Mark. As you know, it might not sound like there's a big differential, but to get over that 600 is a big deal. So, and based on so much that's going on in the economy, many people today down in the fives, the 570, 580, 590 range, and having the opportunity to be able to call you guys up. Let me give you that number, 202-625-1221. 202-625-1221. Again, 202-625-1221. If you're looking for a mortgage right now and you're in that 580 range, give Mark Livingstone a call today, because he's going to be able to really help you out. If you get turned down by your bank, I mean, that's depressing. Nobody likes to get turned down. You feel bad and you say, you know, I got to end up renting. No, you don't. You call Mark at Cornerstone
First.
Not
only that, John, like you said, a lot of times the credit issues may not be the fault of the consumer. Maybe it's because they fell on hard times because of a divorce. Maybe it's because they lost a job or what, for whatever reason. It can be embarrassing, but, you know, so it's not their fault. Come to us, and if we can't help you, we can at least get you on the road to counsel you to a level so that maybe 6-12 months down the road you do qualify for that mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refinance.
Absolutely. 202-625-1221. We're with Mark Livingstone, mortgage guru at Cornerstone First Financial. You can also get more info. Go to cornerstonefirst.com. Mark, I want to talk a little about reverse mortgages. I know we have many in our listening audience that they've heard about it, but really don't know what it is. And, you know, there's been some bad press on it. What is it? How does it work?
Well, a reverse mortgage, John, is basically it's still a mortgage loan, but what it's doing is the lender is taking the home, and they're not owning the home whatsoever, but they're giving a loan to the senior who doesn't have to pay it off until they leave that house. So what that means is, for example, if you have somebody that has a $100,000 mortgage and a $300,000 the home is worth $300,000, the reverse mortgage would pay off that $100,000 and then give them a line of credit for up to $100,000 more, and this is just an approximate number,
right.
And then they could live in the home as long as they want, into perpetuity, and as long as they are there, they don't have to pay that mortgage off. And a lot of people think, oh, well, the bank takes my home, or that's not true. The bank is not in the business of owning homes. When the senior leaves the house, whether they move to Florida or whether they pass on, the heirs can then either refinance the home back into a forward mortgage, or they can sell the home, and whatever equity is left in the home goes to them, not to the bank. So it's a very misunderstood kind of loan. We are seeing here at Cornerstone First Financial more. We've seen a increase, 42% last time I checked, over last year. Why is that? Because a lot of the big lenders, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, are getting out of the reverse mortgage business, and it's falling on the smaller lenders like us here at Cornerstone. Why are the big lenders getting out of it? Because there's not enough money to make on it, and that's unfortunate. So, I mean, what's bad for them is good for us because we're still doing reverse mortgages, and it's a great product. It's not for everybody. But I've closed two just in the last month where the people otherwise would have lost their home to foreclosure. They had tons of equity, and I was able to do the reverse mortgage, pay off the back debt, and keep the senior in the property. Wow.
Right.
Really, really great feeling.
And then, you know, also they're not giving up their home, and they don't have to pay it back. See, that's the key. It's not like, because if you're on a fixed income, obviously you don't want to be adding money you got to pay out every month. You're trying to do the opposite, right?
Correct. And we have a great comprehensive analysis. There are three things that a reverse mortgage is based on, John, and that is the date of birth of the senior, that is the amount of mortgage that's owed, if any, and then what the home is worth. Those three things is all the information that I need from any senior in order to run a comprehensive analysis. It'll have a breakdown of what the costs are, what the expected amount of money paid out is going to be. It'll have amortization schedules in it. So just call me personally, and I'm happy to run this analysis for you. You can go, you know, email me at mark@cornerstonefirst.com. Our website also has a landing page just about reverse mortgages, and that website is cornerstonefirst.com. Or, you know, just, and there's an application on there. So just go on there. And even if you're even just thinking about it, why not just do yourself a favor and find out what the senior would qualify for? I have a lot of children of seniors call me and say, hey, can you just run this analysis so I can see what my mom or dad would qualify for under the reverse mortgage? I'll send it to them. And then really, it's such a great program that they end up, you know, discussing it with the parents and then coming to me, and I do the application right there.
Look, I think this is a real opportunity. I want to give that number again. Give Mark a phone call today. You don't have anything to lose. I think you're going to be shocked with his knowledge and the way he can provide you with information. Knowledge is power at the end of the day. 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221. And tell him John sent you. And even though he gives everybody great service and great care, if you say John sent you, it'll be super extra, super duper TLC. Right, Mark?
That's absolutely correct. And I look forward to coming down and doing a live show with you down there at some point when you can get me in there to meet Donald Trump.
Okay, well, he's going to be on Thursday, and we'll definitely get that worked out. We'll get you here, Mark, one way or the other. Great to have you back, man.
Always, hey, great to be back, John.
Always enjoy your updates. It keeps us on the cutting edge. Mark Livingstone, President, Cornerstone First Financial. Go to cornerstonefirst.com. Give Mark a call today, 202-625-1221. This is the John Fredericks Radio Network. I want to thank Mark Livingstone for being with us. Hey, Mark, have a great day.
You too. Thank you, John. Take care.